Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. Excuse me, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
What company is this to?
Okay, excuse me, we are a call center, ma'am, and we service different online vendors. So I would have to have an account located to know what company you're calling in regards to.
Well, I'm calling in regards to a fraudulent charge on my bank account.
Okay. Let's see. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
37090.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. And your name, please?
Kelly Hale.
Okay. So I do believe I've located something for you. If you would, for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address, please?
501 Knowles Road, Lebanon, Tennessee, 37090.
Okay.
Time Electronic on my bank account. There's two charges, one yesterday and one today.
Okay, so I did locate an account. I'm just waiting for my system to open the account so I could see what this is in regards to. Okay. All right. So it is opening. I do apologize. It is just moving a little slow today. Okay. So taking a look at the account. Okay. So I am seeing that this is in regards to the Consumer Direct Savings Store membership. Let's see. Okay, so looking at the account, I am seeing that the account was created when there was a $5.74 entry that was paid for a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. So I do know in signing up for the chance to win the mixer, it does tell you that if you do not win after 2 days, that it does enroll you into the Consumer Direct Savings Store membership, which provides you with a $125 gift voucher each month, but it's also keeping you enrolled for the chance to win the mixer.
I never did that. So I've already spoken with my bank, and I will be filing fraud charges for both of those amounts right here in about 45 minutes as soon as I get to my bank.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this, ma'am. I do understand you're saying that you didn't sign up. Is there anyone else in the household that could have signed up?
No.
All right. So what I'm going to do, ma'am, is I am getting the account canceled for you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to get you transferred over to our fraudulent department for assistance with the charges. Let's see. Let me do this, and what I'll do is you'll give me just 1 second. I'm just finishing up, and I am going to provide you with a confirmation number that shows that I canceled before I transfer you over. Okay?
Okay. If it's going to take very long, though, I won't be able to stay on. I've called four times this morning, and each time, the whole time, it's been over 15 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, it shouldn't be that long. Okay. All right, so I've gone ahead and canceled, and I do want to make sure you have that cancellation number.
Okay.
And that's going to be C as in Charlie, 265, 535, 376.
C as in Charlie, 265, 535376.
Correct.
Okay. And what was your name, hon?
My name is Kristen.
Kristen, okay.
All right, so give me 1 second, and I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over now. And I do want to thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome.